This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a new text message.
Are you ready for a text roulette update? It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix. And Text Roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Now, before we spin the roulette wheel to see if we're going to land on one of your questions this morning, we do have an update on the text roulette from yesterday at this time. Remember the husband that wanted to leave the pregnant wife home and go to the St. Patty's Day pub crawl?
It was tradition. What, they do 11 years in a row?
Yes. The message said it's a tradition we've done for the past 11 years.
All right, let's go.
We have an update.
Okay.
We have an update. And it says here, since you asked, because a lot of us were talking about how pregnant is she? Is it a bad pregnancy? Is she on bed rest? What's going on? Okay, the message says, since you asked, my wife is 33 weeks pregnant with our first, and she is showing signs that she'll go early. So, by the way, he sent this after we got off the air. So, this is written from, like, yesterday. She's showing signs that she'll go early. So, 33 weeks, that's like 8 months. It never occurred to me that she might be worried if I drank and then she went into labor, and I would be of no use to her. I suggested she come with me to the bar for dinner with our friends. Had one Guinness, then went home with her. She was happy to be included and keep the tradition going.
Oh, that's good.
So, it took all of you to send in your advice saying, hey, if you're getting all liquored up and you're Ubering home from being out at the bar, and if she's far along and she was into labor and then you're not available, that could be a big mess.
It still counts.
So how about the compromise, though? They both went to dinner.
Yeah.
He had a drink.
Yeah.
They went home.
Oh, good deal.
Tradition continues. And next year, get a babysitter.
They'll be able to get a babysitter and do the whole crawl. But this year, that counts. You were out, you did it. You're good to go.
And all of you helping each other out with Text Roulette, that's what we do here.
Perfect.
So thank you for all your advice.
Yep.
Let's see what question we're going to land on this morning and what mixed listener we can help out today.
19.
Number 19.
Okay.
And again, Text Roulette brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
So this question is probably going to get some people upset, but this is what we landed on. My 15-year-old wants to get a tattoo and I'm okay with it. Where can I take a minor kid to get it?
We're not asking for permission. We're just asking where to go, people. But I know you're all going to text in with your opinions about this
situation. I don't
know
that you're going to throw out their names of businesses because they could get in a lot of trouble. They could get in a lot of trouble.
What's the... Do you have to be 18 or 16?
Are you ready for a story? Story time.
Go for it. Yeah.
So my husband's first tattoo, he did get from a professional tattoo artist when he was 17 years old.
In Wisconsin.
And his parents signed off on that and agreed to that. Now, the story behind it was my husband's best friend, Matt, They went to Watertown High School, and Matt, unfortunately, fell asleep at the wheel and was killed in an accident.
Oh, man.
And Matt was an artist, and Matt knew that my husband Eric loved The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And Eric's nickname used to be E-Rock, and he loved The Rock. Well, Matt had done a drawing of The Rock's tattoo that he had on his arm that was the bull.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Matt had drawn that, and had also drawn Eric's initials in it. Well, that was Eric's first tattoo. Now, mind you, Eric was going to be turning 18 in a few months, and he was mourning the loss of his best friend at 17 years old. It was a tragedy.
But he still broke the rules.
So my in-laws signed off, and I don't even know where the heck they went. He went to Watertown, so it's out that way.
Okay.
But yes, he still has that tattoo.
That's
his first one ever from his best friend, Matt, who sadly lost his life by falling asleep behind the wheel.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it is possible, but I don't know if that's because he was a little bit older. I don't know where you can go to get a 15-year-old a tattoo. And I mean, look, I have tattoos. Radar has tattoos. We didn't get them till later in life. I was in my 40s when I got my tattoos. So I think I would also sit there and say, all right, you're okay with your kid getting a tattoo, but who's going to okay that?
Where can I take my minor to get a tattoo?
That is the question. My 15-year-old wants to get a tattoo, and I'm okay with it. Where can I take a minor kid to get it? I have no idea, because
I
don't know what place is going to openly on the radio here in Milwaukee say, yeah, go there, because then immediately I feel like you're going to get cops? I don't know. Who busts a tattoo parlor?
The health department?
Is that what it is?
I was trying to think, too. Like, well, they're not going to call the police and say, excuse me, hands against the wall. I think it might be the health department. Would they find out? But would they find out after?
Okay, this is where Radar and I are going to put our hands up and throw this on all of you.
I don't have a 15-year-old at home either to sit there and say, I don't know.
Call or text 414-432-1099. What do you think about this question?
Your calls and opinions coming up next after a break from our sponsors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tanya calling in for Text Roulette this morning. The question is, my 15-year-old wants to get a tattoo, and I'm okay with it. Where can I take a minor kid to get it? Tanya, what do you think?
So I guess the answer is a time machine, because a 15-year-old cannot legally get a tattoo even with parental consent.
Ooh. Here in the state of Wisconsin.
And how do you know this?
Actually, I did Google it because I did think it, and I was trying to find if there was a different state, like Illinois or anything, and the answer is no.
Really? So that must have changed since back in the day when people were getting them when they were younger.
Well, like I said, my husband got one at 17, but that was also 25 years ago now.
True.
Yeah, and the law is SPS 221.12 prohibits tattooing under age 18 unless there's medical necessity.
Woo!
Okay.
Tanya knows what's up. Hey, thanks for calling in, Tanya.
No problem. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got a couple texts here that say nowhere in Wisconsin legally, but no age limit in the state of Michigan.
What?
With parents' permission and ID birth certificate. Wow.
And just like Tanya, there is an exception. The only exception is when a physician tattoos a minor as part of their professional practice. And that's exactly what Tanya had found, too. So you can't do it.
All right, we're still talking here about the tattoo. Robin, you were 16 when you got a tattoo in Wisconsin. How did you do that, though?
My friend's dad was actually a professional tattoo artist, so he did it at the house with all of his little stuff. So my best advice is find a professional tattoo artist on the side and not inside the shop.
Yeah, but if they get busted.
That's bad news.
You could lose your license doing that. Yeah, but.
It is.
Right? Okay.
It is, but you're not going to be able to find somebody inside a shop. That's why I say, like with me, my best friend's dad, well, my at the time best friend's dad was a professional tattoo artist.
Yeah, and he did it all.
What was the tattoo and where'd you get it?
You don't want to know where I got it, but it was the Playboy Bunny.
We want to know where you got it.
I do want to know where you got it.
Where'd you get it?
Yeah.
Where?
And this was your friend's dad?
This is your friend's dad. He put it on your hip.
Yeah.
Lower?
If you want to say that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, now.
Okay, so it's by the bikini line.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so in the front.
Yes.
Lower in the front.
And did it turn out?
Yes, it did actually.
Do you regret it?
No.
It still looks fine.
Okay, and.
I mean, the black has faded throughout the years. I mean, right. I'm 38 years old now, so.
Do you have kids yourself?
Uh-huh.
Okay, would you be cool with them if they went to their best friend's dad to get something in a
That's sexually
conspicuous
suggestive
place?
In that area?
Well, I mean, it wasn't showing down there. I made sure only that one spot was showing.
Okay.
So it wasn't showing. He couldn't see nothing besides that one spot.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
All right.
We knew we were gonna get some calls on this.
People. Thank you for being honest too and sharing your story.
No, for sure. Look, tattoos tell a story, absolutely. But what you're saying could really get this tattoo artist in a lot of trouble if they were to go do this.
It very well could, yes.
Somewhere,
but
somehow.
As long as no one says who the person is. Then it's fine.
Was that the only tattoo that this best friend at the time's dad did for you? Okay.
Yes.
And do you have more tattoos after that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Come on, Ray. There's no way she starts at 16 and stops right there.
You don't just stop right there.
How many tattoos do you have now?
I got that one. I got one on my leg. I got my wrist, rose. I've got my oldest daughter's name on me. I've got about 4 or 5.
Okay. Yeah, you got a couple.
Yeah, you're good.
Well,
good for you.
The only thing.
I got to get my middle child and then my 1-year-old son's name on me, too, now.
Well, Robin, you have really, I think, scared some parents, I'll be honest with you, but also you've enlightened a lot of us.
No,
too.
I think you enlightened a lot of parents saying, let's just wait. Wait until you're 18. Maybe we should send this back to the texter.
Take them to Michigan because according to this texter, parents' permission, ID, birth certificate, apparently it can happen there. Robin, thanks for calling in on the show.
According to Michigan, you're considered a legal adult at 16.
Jeez.
You just gotta wait a year.
How do you know this?
Because I tried to run away when I was 16 and my mom called the cops on me.
Robin.
And they said, well, technically she's 16. There's nothing we can do.
Robin, when are we getting together and having some drinks? Because you got stories to share.
You've got a backstory big time.
You need to keep calling into the show.
I listen to you guys every morning.
Well, we appreciate it.
I think we need to call you Rebel Robin.
Rebel Robin.
I really was growing up, so it kind of fits the script.
So when you call next time, you have to say, I'm Rebel Robin, and we know exactly who it is.
You have to always say that.
Rebel Robin. Bam. There we go.
There you go.
Thank you, Rebel Robin.
Have a good one, Robin.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So for anybody else who has a question in their life, kind of like this one, you can always call. And, man, we'll get the answers from our mixed family. Who have all pretty much said it's illegal in Wisconsin. You have to be 18 to get a tattoo. You can't do it under the age of 18, even with parental consent.
Right. And even Amanda called in and said you can buy your own tattoo equipment if you want. But you know what that's going to look like? It's going to look like something you're going to want removed or covered up at some point down the road.
This kind of makes me think, with all of these people saying and texting in saying, oh, it's illegal in Wisconsin. Have you all checked for your kids? Is that why you know it's illegal? Let's just check. Oh, nope, you can't have it.
Yeah, how do they all know this? Well, these are great answers.
Right.
And I really, 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 really hope we get an update from this mixed listener of what the heck they decide to do, if they're going to go with the tattoo or not. But the questions that you all are thinking and pondering are best solved here on the radio in Text Roulette. So get your questions in, 414-432-1099. We might read yours coming up on the mix.